It was early in the morning Paris time when I spoke to him. You can hear in his voice, he's still shocked. I asked him what had happened to him and where he was when it started.
I was halfway between Bataclan and République. Well, there were two separate shootings, having dinner, and unfortunately I saw people running away after shooting took place in République, and having to find shelter to avoid the shootings.
What did you do?
Well, I initially saw people panicking and fleeing in one direction. So I bumped into an elderly man who told me that there were two people killed at the end of the street on the right. So I went the other way. But the police had blocked the street on the other way on the left. So I was basically caught in a no man's land for a while. So I took shelter in a restaurant, and after this we decided to take a risk and find a shelter in a building. So we just looked for a place where we could hide inside of a building, because that was the best bet for us.
You must have almost felt hunted.
It was a pretty strange. Pretty strange feeling, you know, but just when these things happen inside Paris, obviously I was born in Paris 25 years ago, and it was never really a subject to experience this kind of things inside the city. Unfortunately, now since January and the Charlie Hebdo attacks, these kinds of things can very much happen inside Paris, and yesterday was unfortunately a very, very tragic event with a terrible loss of life.
Did you, when you were going through this and trying to escape, could you hear explosions or gunfire, or had it stopped by then?
I could hear police helicopters and police cars rushing to the scene, and people distraught running anywhere. And unfortunately, the police was a little bit overwhelmed, I think, at the very, very start. Although they managed to handle the situation well in the sequel, we didn't really know where we could go. I mean, the danger was everywhere. So it was a pretty, pretty spooky, spooky feeling.
Sounds terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. As dawn breaks in Paris, we're going to find more. There's still a lot we don't know. You know the city well. How will it respond to this? How will Paris and France respond to this atrocity?
Well, I think it can create a police state. There will always be a risk of such terrible tragedies happening. I do believe Paris needs to step up its safety and security levels. And we'll probably see new measures being implemented in terms of police forces throughout the city. Unfortunately, I think it's difficult to prevent these kinds of things happening. Any city is unsafe from that point of view. However, now Paris has to be considered an unsafe city, you know, which is something which we didn't before think would ever be the case.
Do you believe there will be a backlash against members of the Muslim community?
Maybe. I think at this stage, as far as I know, there has not been anyone claiming the attacks. We can, of course, presume that people who perpetrated it are related to the Islamic State. And in that case, unfortunately, there could be backlashes against the community, knowing that in 1.5 years there will be presidential elections in France, and that the far-right party, Front National, will probably be in the front seat to win it.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Do you think you will be able, after this experience, to feel safe on the streets of Paris again?
No, I think since January and the Charlie Hebdo attacks, things have changed and Paris is not really a safe city anymore. You can't consider Paris to be a beacon of peace, safe haven. Unfortunately, it's just not the case anymore. And the perception of Paris is changing. And unfortunately, when you live in Paris, you just feel it. You just feel that something has changed. And unfortunately, after yesterday's horrible loss of life, it's just going to get worse.
Tragic. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Igor Mladenovich in Paris. Effectively hunted on the streets as it was erupting in various places. Igor Mladenovich.